the water pump.
The following story first appeared in a German publication after World War II.
My battalion was a member of the Irene Brigade. We were military personnel that had escaped from the Netherlands as the Germans were invading. Organized in England, we had been sent back to the Netherlands to help recapture our homeland. We had begun our advance, and the Germans were retreating. After we passed Eindhoven, our trucks and tanks went through Uden. In the evening, we encamped on an old farm near Nijmegen. Behind the farmhouse, there was an old wooden pump surrounded by bricks. This offered a fine opportunity for a soldier to wash away the sweat and dust of hours of fighting. You can well imagine that we made good use of this opportunity. I was one of the group, and so I tossed my jacket on the ground and hung my brown scapular on the pump while I washed. An hour later, we received orders to proceed about a mile and a half further and to occupy an abandoned trench there. We were looking forward to being able to get a peaceful night's sleep. I was about to lie down and was unbuttoning my collar when, to my horror, I realized that I no longer had my brown scapular. It had been a gift from my mother. I had had it with me all during the war, and now that we were approaching the lion's den, was I to be deprived of it? But to leave and go fetch it was unthinkable. So I tried to forget about it and go to sleep. I pitched and tossed from my left side to my right, but I couldn't get to sleep. All around me, my buddies were sleeping like logs, even though, from time to time, shells fell dangerously close. Finally, I was overcome by the desire to get my scapular back, and I crept out among my sleeping companions. It wasn't so easy to get past the sentry, but I managed to do it and ran back the way we had come. It was pitch dark, but nevertheless, I was fortunate. For in only a short time, I was back on the farm and at the pump. My hands carefully searched all over the pump, but the scapular was gone. I was just about to strike a match to provide a little light when there was the sound of a dreadful explosion. What was I to do? Was that the sign of an enemy attack? As fast as I could, I ran back to our trench. My buddies were probably under attack, and I wanted to get back and help them. I was not prepared for what I found when I got there. Near the trench, I saw the engineers busily at work, hurriedly removing piles of dirt and barbed wire. At the very spot where my companions had been sleeping, there yawned a gigantic shell hole. Before they had vacated this trench, the enemy had placed a time bomb in it. They had intended it to go off in the middle of the night, when we would all be asleep. It had exploded during my absence. Nobody survived the explosion. If I had not set out to fetch my scapular, I would have been buried under that rubble, too. On the following morning, I went to the field kitchen and met a buddy there. He looked at me with astonishment.
I thought you were in that trench.
Shocked at seeing him alive, I exclaimed,
"And I thought you were buried there."
My friend continued,
"I was lying in the trench. But before I went to sleep, I went looking for you. But I couldn't find you. The corporal saw me hunting around and asked me what I wanted. When I told him what I was doing there, he said, "Be sensible. Instead, go to that inn nearby and get me a bottle of water." And while I was on this errand, the explosion occurred.
Well, I escaped by a hair's breadth too. But why on earth were you looking for me so late at night?
To give you this.
And then he handed me my brown scapular, which he had taken from the old pump the day before.